At Lely, it's our mission to make farmers' lives easier with innovative solutions and tailored services. In 1948, the Vander Lely brothers introduced the finger wheel rake to the market. And in 75 years since, there have been many more innovations with one purpose in mind, to make ag life easier and to work together for a sustainable, profitable, and enjoyable future in farming. At our North American headquarters in Pella, that's what we strive for every day. We're Lely, a worldwide pioneer in dairy farm automation, and we're proud to be part of the community.
Today's front page of today's Lely Radio Sports page is brought to you by Spain Painting, exteriors done with integrity.
Andrew Schneider on KNIA KRLS Radio. This segment's called Let's Get to Know. We're here with Lily Van Dusseldorp. Lily, are you ready?
Yes.
All right, so we already know you're a member of the Pella tennis team, and people who listen to our radio know you recently were in show choir. What activities have you been a part of on top of that here in your 4 years at Pella High?
Yeah, I've tried a lot of different things throughout high school. I was on the cheer team freshman and sophomore year, obviously show choir all my 4 years. Band, I joined my sophomore year just because I just liked doing music stuff, so I joined that and then did marching band. Lots of show choir, lots of choir, band. And I joined cross country for my senior year, so that was kind of fun to try something new as well.
And what would you say is your best, or just a couple of your best or favorite memories so far?
Yeah, obviously I just like love performing, and so like performing for the Marching Dutch or a cappella was just always some of my best memories. And honestly, like all the tennis memories too, I've gotten to really know the girls on the team. It's been really good, like bonding with each other, and just like the memories that I've made performing with each other is just so fun to do.
So I know the answer to this question, but do you have any siblings? And I think you've had quite a few that have come through here now.
Yeah, so I had three older siblings, and they all kind of put their own legacy on Pella High, which is also really cool. A lot of the like teachers here still know them. It's kind of fun to talk about them to my different teachers, and I'm the last kid now going through. So yeah, so it's really fun just to like, all my siblings did cross country as well, so that's another reason why I joined that.
And how well do you get along with them, especially as the baby?
I say I get along with them pretty well now that we've gotten older, but when I was younger, I'd say I definitely bickered with them a lot, but it's all good now.
A lot more fun now. A lot
yes,
more fun now.
Yes.
Ask this question of everybody, Hawkeyes or Cyclones?
I'd say Cyclones because I'm going to the Iowa State University, so... And two of my siblings went there as well.
I was about to say, I think your brother's in the Greenlee School where I went to school. So mm-hmm. A little connection there. Do you have a favorite memory from following the Cyclones or going to an event at all?
Not really. Like, I just think our family has become like Cyclone fans just because my sister-in-law went there and my brother still goes there. So yeah, just been fun.
We're here with Lily Van Dusseldorp. She's a senior with the Pella Girls Tennis Team, the segment called Let's Get to Know. And so let's go ahead. You're a musician. What is your most played artist or song, your go-to if you need to get hyped up for a match, hyped up for a performance at show choir? Or is there a go-to artist or playlist or genre, anything like that? I kind of open it up for you.
Yeah, I like every genre of music basically, but it kind of depends on what I'm feeling. So I guess I like to listen to like soundtracks of different musicals a lot of the time, so those like I just kind of like listen to those like just like every day, like in the car or something. But on the way to the meet, I would just like, I don't know, like old 2000s really are good because everyone knows those songs a lot of the time.
Old 2000s, okay. For some of us born in 1990, yeah, 2000s, I guess that can be classic music now for sure. So on that same track then, is there one like show or artist or performance that you would want to see in your lifetime? It could be any artist who's currently playing, but is there a show that you haven't been to yet that you want to go to?
I went to a Justin Bieber concert not long ago. That was really fun. I don't know. I think it would be cool to like go to like a is this for like people who like are still alive too, or
whatever. A dream concert. If you said Justin Bieber, is there a dream artist? I mean, obviously, I've heard a lot of Taylor Swift and Eras Tour, but it could be anything. I guess if you want to go back in time, too. This is your interview.
I would go to a One Direction concert then if they were still together.
Well, they're not dead. They can still come back.
Yeah, they can still come back.
So One Direction for Lily Van Dusseldorp. She's joining us here on Let's Get to Know. So we found out that One Direction, the reunion, it's going to be just for you. How's that? What is, I guess, that maybe the top thing on your bucket list outside of concert? Is there a top thing on your bucket list?
I've always wanted to go to Australia and go to, like, the Australia Zoo. I don't know. Ever since I was little, I'd love, like, animals. I just wanted to go there ever since I was little, so.
Well, ask your teammate this question. What animal would you be then? If you want to go to the zoo, if there's one animal you could be?
Well, not, like, an exotic animal. I'd probably just be, like, a dog because I feel like a lot of people have dogs and they just kind of, like, hang out and, a lot of people love dogs, and you could, like, go outside and play fetch and stuff like that. That would be fun.
However you want to spend it. So that's certainly the case there. What's the scariest thing you've ever done?
I'm not. It's probably, like, this sound kind of cheesy, but I'm not a big public speaker. So anything in, like, public speaking is not probably, like, scariest thing I've done, but always gets me, like, nervous. So
right now, I'm totally terrifying you right now with this microphone.
Not really, but this is fine because it's not in front of a big audience.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. Do you believe in life on other planets? We're going to get kind of wacky here. We asked some time travel questions of other people. Is there life out there somewhere else, you think?
I don't think so. I don't know.
I mean, if it is, it's pretty far away, right?
Yeah, true. I don't know.
Question I've asked before. If you could time travel, then when would you go? Are you a past person or a future person?
I would say the future because I would just like to see, like Mallory said, skip past all the school and kind of see. I'm kind of undecided right now of where I want to do. So I think it'd be cool to, like, see where I end up.
Okay. If you could play another sport, as someone who joined a sport late as a senior in high school, if you could play one of the other sports outside of cross country and tennis, which would it have been? And do you think you would have been good at it? Anywhere. Any sport.
Okay. I would play hockey because I love ice skating and I love playing hockey. And I think I would have gotten a lot better at it if I, like, played it, but I just think it's a really fun sport to watch and to play as well.
Do you know, is there a club team in Iowa State that you're aware of? You could still join, right?
I don't think there is, but if there is, maybe I will.
Okay. Well, obviously your time in Ames is going to be coming up this fall. Your time here at Pella High is wrapping up. What are you looking forward to most about these final weeks with your teammates and your classmates and getting to ride off high here from Pella High?
Yeah, the obvious note, just kind of spend more time with them and really get to know, like, all the underclassmen as well, as I'm leaving really set a good, like, example for them. And to just, like, enjoy these last couple of weeks that we have because I won't get, like, an opportunity like this again. So, yeah.
Let's live in Dusseldorf. We got to know you better. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Today's center page of today's Lely Radio Sports page is brought to you by Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.
Here on today's Lely Radio Sports page, joined with PCM golfers Gretchen Udemart and Meredith Chips to talk about their meet on Thursday here in Monroe and kind of how their season's gone so far. Gretchen and Meredith, thanks for joining me today. Maybe, Gretchen, you want to start just kind of talking about how the meet went for you today and kind of how you shot overall?
Today, I think the meet went a lot better for me than I thought it was. I definitely had an at-home advantage, though, because I just knew the holes and I knew how to play them better than usual.
Yeah, I think just about the same as what Gretchen said. I think that I had a home advantage, too, just because I knew how to play the holes. And I thought I did a little bit better than I expected and still had a few hiccups, but, you know, it's okay.
Yeah, what are the benefits of playing on the home course? You know, obviously you know it. You've played here before. It's in Monroe, but can you kind of talk about what the benefits are of playing here at home?
Yeah, so usually for some holes that you're on, it's like a hill and you can't really see what's on the other side of the hill. But, like, for us, since we've been up and down this course so many times, we know what to expect and, like, where to hit it based on where the fairway is and where out of bounds is and where the water's at.
Mm-hmm. And I think just another thing, too, is our greens can be a lot more slower than the places that we usually go for tournaments. So being able to kind of know and expect how slow the greens are is, I would say, an advantage for us.
You know, and today being an 18-hole meet, obviously that's a long day, but also it was really windy outside. So how does kind of two things, how does the really long, the 18-hole event affect you guys, but also the wind on top of that, you know, kind of affect your gameplay and overall strategy?
It definitely makes my feet hurt. It makes me tired. I get exhausted. I have my ups and my downs through the game, but at the end of it, it's worth it.
Yeah, I mean, 18 holes can be a lot. I mean, I've kind of learned that the first nine is always the longest, and then after that, it kind of goes a little bit faster. But Yeah, and then with it being so windy, I've kind of just have to learn to kind of tune it out a little bit. I mean, we live in Iowa, it's pretty windy during the spring, so it can get kind of hard to do that, but I think just trying to tune everything out.
Continuing to visit with PCM golfers Gretchen Niedermart and Meredith Chips. Also, too, you know, we're already, it's hard to believe that, you know, now that we're at the end of April, we're already kind of starting to get towards the end of the season. What do you feel individually has worked really well for you girls this season?
For me, I think just really focusing on the fundamentals and not worrying about trying to get the ball so far, but just trying to hit the ball well, too, and it all just comes together as we play.
Yeah, I think one thing for me, compared to the beginning of the season, I wasn't using my driver hardly at all. And so I'd say taking the time outside of practice to get lessons and get that driver kind of dialed in has really helped me a lot with my scores this year.
And how do you, you know, as a team, you guys kind of have a balance. You have some younger players and older players, just like a lot of teams have. But, you know, how does kind of that balance in your team? Where have you seen a growth a lot kind of overall as a unit?
I think for our team, compared to, like, other teams, we're smaller. So we're very close. We're all really good friends. Us younger classmen look up to Brilliant and Meredith a lot because they've experienced more than we have, and they're like our older sister, and we can talk to each other about anything, and like we go out to team dinner and stuff, and we all just have a really good time together.
Yeah, I mean, I think that being an upperclassman too, it does kind of make you a little sad. We're getting to the end of our junior season, and we're going to be seniors next year, so really, it's kind of getting a little sad to have to say goodbye soon to this team just because we are so close and we do have a lot of memories and we make a lot of jokes together and we're just really close as a team. So being able to have a smaller team like that has been really important.
For both of you girls, what would you say, if each of you want to say, what would be maybe an individual goal for yourself throughout the rest of the year and a team goal?
My individual goal is to play more bogey golf rather, because like I'm pretty even between bogey and double bogey right now, and I want to get it down to just one stroke over par rather than two, and it's pretty mixed right now.
I would just have to say like my putting and chipping would be my personal goal. I think that's something that I've kind of always needed to work on. It's just those strokes just add up really quickly, so being able to work on that would be really important for me. And then I think just as a team, I think that we can just, I don't know, I think that we can work a lot on the fundamentals and kind of putting and chipping together. I think that that's just something that racks up a lot of our points sometimes.
And before we close, can you talk about if you've had a favorite event so far, or specific maybe meet that you guys played in that you did especially well? I know you guys took first place in the meet last week. Can you kind of maybe mention what one of your favorite meets was this year?
My favorite meet, I really liked our at-home 9-hole meet that we had a couple weeks ago. It's always fun to just play our home course because usually, like, when we're at practice, we only play, like, 2 or 3 holes, and it's usually the same 2 or 3 holes because nobody ever wants to go to the back holes. Mm-hmm. And so it's fun to just be able to play all of our holes and be able to see how things have improved since practice compared to a meet.
Yeah, I mean, I really do enjoy the home meets that we have just because we do have quite a few people that come out from the community to watch us play. But I'd have to say that a lot of our away meets too can be really fun just because crack a lot of jokes. Yeah. And we go out to eat after meets, and it's just really fun to kind of get outside of our own golf course and experience that.
As PCM golfers Meredith Chips and Gretchen Niedermart here on today's Lately Radio Sports Page, I'm Clayton Sampson for KNI KLS Sports.
Now time for today's back page on today's Lately Radio Sports Page on KNIA and KRLS.
I'm Derek Cardwell, and on today's Lately Radio Sports Page, we are talking to another and getting to know another Knoxville athlete. It is Knoxville girls soccer player Ava Van Donsler. Ava, let's get to know you. Pre-game ritual, what do you got to do?
Like oldies music. Yep, like.
Really? What? Why oldies music? Is just and I'm surprised because, you know, your parents probably don't even remember oldies music.
Yeah, it was kind of a ritual started when I was little with my dad, so we just listened to it in the car.
Any groups or just any kind of music?
Led Zeppelin.
Okay, that's not oldies. That's classic. thanks for making me feel old too. Post game meal or restaurant?
Popcorn.
Okay. Any just regular popcorn?
Yep.
Opposing pitch to play on, and why is it so great to play on?
I really like Des Moines Christian's field. I like how the sections are just facing downwards, and you can see everything from up there.
Favorite movie that you've seen?
I don't think I have a favorite movie.
Okay. Favorite TV show or YouTube channel?
Probably Criminal Minds or Supernatural.
Favorite holiday?
4th of July.
Just because fireworks and it's warm and everything?
Yeah, yep.
What high school sports or activities are you involved in besides soccer?
Just soccer right now.
Okay. Best high school sports memory?
I think just being in an environment around girls that are also love the sport you're in. So,
when you were younger, what did you want to be when you grew up, and does it differ now?
I wanted to be a lot of things when I was little. It definitely differs now. I'm going the communications path, so.
Okay. Maybe a radio announcer?
Maybe.
All right. Hey, this is good training.
Yep.
Who is your role model and why do you look up to them?
I think my older sister's my role model. She's very in it and go-getter, so.
Hawkeyes or Cyclones?
ISU for the all the way.
Okay. Any favorite memory of a game or moment?
All of them.
Okay, all of them?
Yep.
All right. We'll take that. Do you follow pro sports? And if you do, do you have a favorite team?
I really like Arsenal, soccer's team.
Okay. Best vacation you ever been on?
New Orleans with my family. It was really cool to see a different culture.
What is one place you want to travel to see?
I think it would be really cool to go to Bora Bora.
Okay. Warm and inviting.
Yep.
Any pets? And if you do, tell us about them.
I do. I have a dog named Maybe. She's an Australian Shepherd and full of energy.
That's an interesting name. How did you come up with Maybe?
Maybe from Parks and Rec, that movie or TV show.
Yep. Okay. What is the go-to midnight snack?
Ooh, cereal.
Okay. Any favorite kind or just any kind?
Reese's Puffs.
All right. Favorite family tradition?
I think every time we go on vacation, we always bring a ball with us and kick it around. So,
if you can come back to life as an animal, what would it be?
Oh, a dog.
Okay. Top thing on your bucket list?
I think travel, yeah, like Janae said.
Okay. If you could spend the day with a famous person in history that could be living or not, who would it be?
I think it would be probably Elvis Presley.
Okay. Well, you know, oldies music. There you go.
Yeah.
If you could play another sport besides soccer, what would it be?
I think tennis. Yeah, I think it'd be cool. Their environment is really good. So.
All right. Ava Van Donsler, thanks for letting us get to know you.
Yeah, thank you.
That was today's back page on today's Lely Radio Sports page on KNIA and KRLS. You can find segments from the show and podcasts online at KNIAKRLS.com.